This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today we're going to cover a brief note about TPG, Texas Pacific Group. They're in the process of going public. They're one of the most famous fund families, founded originally by David Bonderman back in 1992. Just three or four quick notes. Their valuation for TPG itself is expected in the range of about $10 billion now. It reported this morning, one place 9.3, another place 10.3. Assume about 10.3 billion is where it'll end up. They're going to sell about 10% of the company through that and raise about $1 billion, you know, somewhere between 800 to $1 billion or more. Of that, of those shares being sold, raised, about 20% will be sold by existing shareholders. So you figure existing shareholders will pocket $150, $200 million. And that might seem like a small amount out of $10 billion, but the reality is this provides long-term liquidity for the owners of TPG and allows them to operate in the same way that Blackstone and others are operating. The negative of being a public company, lots of reporting, the positive just it makes them much more liquid, much less reliant on selling into pension funds and everything else and continue to grow and accumulate capital and providing lots of liquidity. In any event, that's one of the stories we're following this morning with TPG. Just lots of liquidity, lots of money for those that own stakes in TPG, and lots of opportunities to keep on providing opportunities for those that work there with real liquidity, investing shares, and so forth and so on. So a fascinating story, a trend started by Goldman Sachs a long time ago that has really picked up steam over the last 10 years or so. And Goldman Sachs is slightly different, not necessarily a private equity fund, but the same concept of a financial services, investment banking type firm that ended up going public. People thought they would never do so. And now this is obviously the trend, is that public market valuations are just so high that, and it provides so much opportunities for the owners of these funds, investment banks, and so forth. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.